It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been a scoop off all day here on WEEI. Jones and Keefe. Rich Keefe says no deal done yet for Jeremy Swayman. Bruins don't want to go north of $8 million. Courtney Cox said earlier today, deal is done. Let's go live to podium.
Oh, boy.
Warrior Ice Arena. Don Sweeney, Jim Montgomery talking now to the media.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to training camp. I have three items that I'd like to address to you all first. This is my first time being back in front of the media, and I hope everybody had a great summer. First and foremost, I want to heartfelt condolences to the Goodrow family. I think the hockey world lost two great young men, and their families will be impacted forever. The hockey community, again, lost... two special people, so I think it's upon all of us to make sure that we don't lose sight of those things when we even though we're moving forward with training camp and opening an exciting period of time. Second item is to congratulate Judd Surratt and Ryan Johnson to our broadcast teams, and thirdly, Jeremy Swayman will not be in attendance tomorrow on the ice. He has. Chosen to wait, and rightfully so, till a contract is settled. It's our intention to continue to negotiate a contract. I'm disappointed that, you know, when you set things as a priority in a general manager spot, that you do your best to try and accomplish that, and I haven't been able to do that yet. But I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had. You know, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward. You know, as I said, I'm disappointed. By the end of the day, I'm optimistic because I think we'll find a landing spot before December 1st.
December 1st? Wow. Okay, hang on. Keep going. Sorry.
Negotiations go, you know, through training camp. Is there a fear that this is going to be one of those?
I mean, I'll continue to work every day. It's not unlike, you know, David Pastrnak and Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo. They've been... long-time Boston Bruins. It's a process that it seemingly, you know, every year there's a few players, and this is the year that we have one. I have to continue to do my job. I have to respect, you know, the position that that Jeremy and his camp has taken, and continue to try and find common ground.
You mentioned David, Charlie, and Jeremy. In those cases, what eventually progressed to the point where it gave you momentum to get those guys back?
Again, been reported that incommunicative the Boston Bruins have been, and that's far from the truth. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a person, a general manager in the league, or anybody that I'd spend 3 weeks not returning a phone call. So again, constant communication, dialogue, finding common ground. It's no different, hopefully no different than this case. It certainly was in all the three players you just referenced that we wanted to find. I've said all along I wanted to be in a negotiated deal and not in an arbitration setting, and that's the goal.
Johnny, do you feel comfortable
just characterizing if you feel like the two sides are close, if you feel like you're sort of preparing for this could be a little bit. I mean, how do you approach it now when he's a big piece?
He said December 1st.
Start a camp and, you know, you're not sure.
Hex, I'm not going to be, you know, judgmental in terms of predicting, you know, when things come to a point of conclusion. I will say that it, you know, every day that Jeremy is out, it hurts our team and it hurts him because of preparation that we would like to do and he needs to do. But it's not going to stop from hopefully finding the common ground and getting it done. I'm certainly not going to predict. I do believe that he'll be in before December 1st because, you know, we all want him to play hockey and our team will be better for it. So I'll take one more, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah, then we'll be done, Don. Yeah, we're good.
In return, important just in case this did happen.
No, those things were not running in the same lanes. We identified trade opportunities and trying to improve our hockey club and the direction that we were going to go. As I referenced, both goalies came in and said they want to play 55 games next year. That's virtually impossible on the same team. So we made a decision to go in the direction and negotiate a deal. We were always going to have another goaltender. We feel confident that Brandon Bussey is also in a position that this training camp will be a very good opportunity for he and for Corpusala to work with Bob. And for as long as Jeremy is out, other guys are going to get opportunity. As they say, next topic.
Okay, good. Wow. That's all right. Okay, wow.
Thank you very much, Don.
Talking up Brandon Bussey.
Yeah, not a good sign.
He said December 1st, a whole bunch. December 1st?
You know how many games that is into the season?
No, did you count it?
25.
What a team.
Yeah.
So, look.
How about that?
Look.
I mean, am I surprised? No.
No, we shouldn't be.
No.
It's a scoop off here at WEEI.
Yep.
And, you know, we love Courtney.
Love her.
But there's a lot of other reports. It's like, you know, F you, F you, F you. Courtney, you're cool. But F you on all these other reports. Because I would say Scoops Keefe nailed this one per use.
Yep.
And when it comes to the idea of that doesn't sound close to me. Especially
December 1st.
Okay.
He's not going to be here today or tomorrow. But then there's still other times. But he's like.
December 1st, multiple times. Talking up Brandon Bussey.
Yeah, I don't love that.
And on top of it. What did he say mixed in there? He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, every day Jeremy's not here, he hurts himself.
The team and himself.
He hurts his team.
Yeah. I'm sure Jeremy's going to hear that. He and his agent are going to love that.
Yeah, no, that's going to make him want to sign with you, a-hole.
So why am I not here exactly?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going to say to Sweeney, and then Sweeney's going to have to try to turn around. He doesn't love the leaks, it sounds like. Because there has been a lot of different reporting on this.
Okay, whose report is that? Because he answered that head on. I wasn't sure if he was talking about Scoops Keefe.
It was not Scoops Keefe.
It's that he's not returning calls.
Which I've never said or heard. Like,
yeah,
so
who's even was
I don't
that?
Know who that is.
Okay.
But he's obviously hearing and reading a lot of different things.
Huh.
They're a little sensitive to it right now.
I would say.
But yeah, no deal. No deal for Swayman.
Yeah.
So anybody who's like, oh, there might be some news tomorrow. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Was there?
Bruins news soonish.
Soonish? What does that mean? I guess.
Well, it means it doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day.
No news news?
Yeah.
Training camp starts today.
Yeah.
Training camp does start today. Today's camp. Let's talk about the guys who are here. No, he did answer, 4 minutes, 5 minutes worth of Swayman questions.
Mm.
But no Swayman at camp and no deal. And hopefully before December 1st. I was like, wait a minute, when does the season start?
Could somebody follow up and ask which year? Is he talking 2024 or 2025?
No, he's talking about this season. So their first
set December 1st, 2025, we'll have something figured out.
Their first regular season game is Tuesday, October 8th at Florida. That's a good game. That's a good opening game.
Nice opener,
You'd like your goalie there for
that. Yeah, I would. But hey, Brandon Bussey. And hey, I mean, we're going to get something sorted out by December 1st.
Corpusalo. Yeah, hopefully we get something ironed out
soon-ish.
By what? When now?
December 1st is soonish.
I think that's when William Nylander called his agent, who same agent as Jeremy Swayman, was like, can we please get a deal done? I think that was around the same time.
Might have been.
Can I?
Yeah, because his agent, I got to look up his name.
What
is his agent plays hardball.
What is the significance to the December 1st date?
Since he's an RFA and he doesn't sign before. Well,
he doesn't toll another year towards free agency?
He
can't play at all.
The year.
Got it. So that's what December 1st means. Got it. I figured there was significance to the date. I didn't realize that, though. Okay, interesting.
But still, you would have hoped that, you know, training camp would have been more like the And, you know, like, hey, we have all summer to sort of talk about this, but then as we get to the training camp, let's really kind of ramp things up a little bit and get a little bit closer. And maybe he's also just kind of putting it out there like, all right, that's sort of the, to Nick's point, like that's sort of the end line. That's the very, very, very end line. We don't want it to get there. You know, hopefully neither side wants it to get there, because then that's just a distraction and it's a mess for the whole season. Like, you're starting the season on the wrong foot.
Yeah, so look, we weren't going to stick with that whole press conference. Shame on the Bruins media if they didn't ask any more, by the way. So, like, maybe there's more information trickling out right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Don Sweeney's like, hey, I'm only going to talk about the players that are here. And if he stonewalls, he stonewalls. But, like, shame on them if they don't ask anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure they will. I mean, well, I don't know.
Like, you know.
I hope they will.
Most of that beat kind of shameful on this reporting compared to hashtag Scoops Keefe.
Haven't had it.
But shame on them if they don't ask anymore. They should ask more. If there's more that comes out of it, fine. Mm-hmm. Nick, do we have those? Can we just play those again? We have. I think there were two answers we asked to isolate. I know you said you at least have the first, not to put you on the spot. But I just want to get some of the wording right again to hear Don Sweeney. This is how he started the press conference today. After, and by the way, I should have pointed this out earlier, thoughts and prayers to the Gaudreau family, which is just a horrifically terrible situation. A shout out to Judd and Ryan Johnston. Nice. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to Jeremy Swayman.
Jeremy Swayman will not be in attendance tomorrow on the ice. He has chosen to wait, and rightfully so, till a contract is settled. It's our intention to continue to negotiate a contract. I'm disappointed that, you know, when you set things as a priority in a general manager spot, that you do your best to try and accomplish that, and I haven't been able to do that yet. But I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had. You know, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward. As I said, I'm disappointed. But at the end of the day, I'm optimistic because I think we'll find a landing spot before December 1st.
Woo! Optimistic. Find a landing spot.
Yeah.
It's not like we're for sure going to get something done.
Swayman,
I mean, optimistic.
Swayman not in attendance. No, this all speaks to your scoopage there, Keith.
Correct.
Not in attendance. He's chosen to wait. He did say, as is his right, but he's chosen to, like, his choice.
Yep.
There's a deal out there. We're making calls. We're not ignoring him. Some of the reporting is accurate, inaccurate, blah, blah, blah. He says, we intend to continue to negotiate.
Yeah.
And that he's disappointed two times.
Disappointed. Don Sweeney not mad. Said. I'm disappointed.
No, I'm not mad at you there, Jeremy.
I'm just disappointed. You're letting yourself down.
Not mad,
you're letting the team down. You're letting yourself down.
Just disappointed. Yeah, he'd go on to say he's letting himself, himself and his team in a bad spot. So I don't know.
Boy.
I think the scoreboard is pretty clear.
Scoops undefeated.
I think Scoops is undefeated.
Yep.
And again, not to scoop shame, but
No, that's not what we're in the market for.
Scoops undefeated when it comes to all these Bruins stories. I would hope you bow down and listen sooner or later. And again, no fault of Courtney didn't know to bow down and listen. She didn't know there was a dueling scoop.
No, I didn't have it.
She didn't know the scoop was about
to drop.
It was
funny, I came in when they were signing off the air, and I was like, hey, you know, good for you getting that. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I've heard the opposite. And she's like, what?
she's like,
hold on, what? And then that's when Wiggy was very excited about a scoop off.
Yeah, so it's
a
scoop off.
You just never know. You never know. And we knew Sweeney was talking at 12 no matter what. But I think last night, you know what happened last night?
What's that?
We knew training camp was opening up today, and I think some people, and I'm not saying Courtney, but I think there were others that were on Twitter were just like, oh, well, if Sweeney's talking at noon, that must be this, because the next Bruins news we want to hear is that Swayman's been signed to a contract, but it's the start of camp. So the GM's going to sort of address the start of camp.
He's going to talk.
So that's what that was.
So if anything else comes out from that press conference, if the wussy media down there ask more questions, we'll see. And we'll continue to follow that, but chalk one up for Scoop. Chalk another one up for hashtag Scoops Keefe.
Work on the phones.
Scoop off settled. I saw a photo of you, Keefe. it's out there on social media working not one, not two. That's where the rap sheets and the Schefters
Everybody dabble. Has two phones, Jones.
Third phone.
Three phones.
Three phones, Keefe, is what they call it.
A lot of different people.
So how do you think that went, Bruins fan? 617-779-7937. What do they do? Season's just around the corner. Apparently, in Don Sweeney's mind, it doesn't start until December 1st. Get your Christmas shopping done by the time Jeremy Swayman will be back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Pegs, I'm not going to be, you know, judgmental in terms of predicting, you know, when things come to come to a point of conclusion. I will say that every day that Jeremy is out, it hurts our team and it hurts him because of preparation that we would like to do and he needs to do. But it's not going to stop from hopefully finding the common ground and getting it done. I'm certainly not going to predict. I do believe that he'll be in before December 1st because, you know, we all want him to play hockey and our team will be better for it.
Doubt Scoops Keith at your own risk. It's a risky proposition if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Undefeated thus far.
Some will say you're due.
Oh, it's coming.
For a little bit of bad info, but even, today's not the day.
Who has retired today.
Yes.
Even Woj has gotten a scoop wrong or two in the past. But today's not that day. No deal. Unfortunately. Like, I want a deal as much as the next guy.
Yeah.
But no deal done for Swayman and the Bruins. A training camp has begun. No Jeremy Swayman. And you heard Don Sweeney, who just spoke minutes ago, saying, you know, optimistic something gets done by December 1st. Like, what's that?
And again, the significance of that date, shame on me for not realizing it. If they don't come to an agreement by them, he can't play the year because he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, so he wants to play. I mean, that would shock me.
Same.
If he didn't play
at some point, but, somebody will blink. Yep. It happened with Nylander, to Nick's point, same agent.
Yep.
And so at some point, you got to make a call. Are you going to be that militant about it and that dug in where you're going to miss a whole entire year? You're going to be one of those guys? You're going to be Le'Veon Bell? Yeah, you're going to be that guy?
Did not work out. No,
it did not work out at all. You're going to be that guy or somebody's going to blink. And maybe it's the team. It might not be Swayman in that scenario.
Or maybe
but
when you get to the bridge year we're talking about. Like maybe they're like, all right, forget it.
Right.
2 years, you know, 18, 16 million or whatever.
Real brinksmanship would be going to December 1st. But that doesn't sound like something that's close. Okay. When again, I'll reiterate some of what Sweeney said. He said, Sweeney said about Swayman, he's not in attendance.
Nope.
He's chosen to wait. December 1st. There's an intent.
Disappointed.
An intent.
Yeah, right.
An intent to continue to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also disappointed. He said that multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts that on Swayman. Every day he's not here, he's hurting himself. He's hurting his team. Don Sweeney talked up Brandon Bussey at one point. He talked up Corpusalo at the same point.
Yikes.
So it's like he's talking up the guys that are there.
Sure, got to do that.
December 1st, I'm disappointed. He's chosen not to wait. He's hurting his team.
Eh.
Keith, I want to make it clear. You're not just reporting that it's not done.
Correct.
Which, by the way,
which now has been confirmed.
Well, it's not done. Right. Sweeney, chalk that up.
That's a
but
win.
Like a lot of the hockey world was saying, it's close. It's getting closer.
A month ago, it was told it was closer than people are saying.
Thank
Multiple
you.
People were saying, "You're like, wait, what?"
Darren Dreger said good vibes.
Positive vibes.
I'm sorry, positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
So that's like one of the number one guys on TSN is saying positive vibes. Keith, standing against the current.
That's right.
And this is not to shout down.
Like a salmon going upstream to spawn.
That's exactly what you were doing. Like
you can't stop the salmon man.
Like the salmon of Capistrano.
That's right.
Is what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
So it is not to shout down the cocoa bomb from today.
Of course not.
But this is to point out, Keith kind of stood on an island on this one.
That's right.
And not only said it's not done.
It was lonely on that island, Jones.
Very lonely.
Yeah.
Not only said it's not done. Listen to the rest of it. The Bruins will not go north of 8. He wants or is asking for, not demanding, asking for 10.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not close.
No, they're not close. And again, if you want to go back to, and I also, so Sweeney kind of called out some of the reporting there. And at first I was like, wait a minute. But it was, it had nothing to do with Scoops Keefe. So what he was saying was, there was reports out there, and thanks to somebody on Twitter saying that I guess Ryan Whitney over at Spit and Chicklets had mentioned how the Bruins weren't returning his calls. Remember this whole back and forth and whether you believed the $10 million or you believed the 6.7 on the Bruins side or somewhere in between. One of the things that apparently really irked Don Sweeney was the report that they're unresponsive and they're not returning his calls. He's
right.
Like, that's not it.
Which is Ryan Whitney and Spit and Chicklets.
Yeah. But I think so Sweeney's basically trying to say, without completely burying the player, like, we don't have a deal done, but it's not our fault.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with us.
My buddy texted me. He said, how can, let me get it right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have buddies, Jones? I like two.
I got a guy. Friend of mine, guy I know.
How can, it's an associate.
Yep.
How can Sweeney talk about respecting all parties and then bash Swayman in the same breath?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yep. He's like, disappointed. The deal hasn't gotten done.
You know, bash might be too strong, but
no,
like putting it on Swayman. I'm not going to negotiate through the media, but he's hurting the team every day he's not out there. And oh, by the way,
we're the most receptive GM in the business.
We're in constant contact.
What he's saying, yeah.
So like, right, who is that on? What do you think? 617-779-7937. All your thoughts here. It was an old-fashioned scoop-off on WEEI. Bruins not close. That's me filling in those gaps. Not they don't sound close. When your GM comes out and says December 1st over and over again, you ain't close.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is in Maine. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Keith doing great, by the way, but yes, we're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things I called to talk about was tell you why you said December 1st, but you just said why.
We did.
Another thing I heard on our podcast this morning, I don't know if it was 32 Thoughts or it was one of the Canada hockey podcasts, they took a 2-week break from talking because Swayman's agent's also Johnny Gaudreau's agent, and he had a bunch of stuff to deal with after his passing.
Yeah, so
I don't know if that's stalled.
Okay, have we talked about that on the air? I know we've talked about this off
maybe
the air,
not,
and
maybe
it's
not,
been brought up. And I will reiterate, and I said this earlier, Sweeney, you know, discussed their thoughts and prayers with the Gaudreau family. Lost two great hockey players. You know, we all know Johnny Hockey is his younger brother, late younger brother, also a player as well. And so he started off by shouting that out. I mean, I do think that could have stalled things to a degree, but they're back to work now. I mean, they are now back to work. And players are reporting. They start practices tomorrow. First preseason game is Sunday, is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
so
it's
like,
quick.
So, like, the Gaudreau situation is heartbreaking and awful and just the worst. But at a certain point, everybody's going to get back to work and get back to negotiating, and everybody's back to work and negotiating, and Swayman's still on the sidelines.
Well, this has been ongoing for a while. Like, this was prior to that. This has been since that, right? So even if I'm with the caller, like, all right, even if there was a delay, even if there was a few days where you're like, all right, we're not going to talk about this. It's not the most important thing. I get it. But, no, I mean, you still have these different kind of deadlines where training camp starts today, preseason game is one thing. First regular season game is less than a month away. And then I know Sweeney's targeting that December 1st because that sort of triggers whether or not he's going to be playing this year or not. But, no, I mean, I think a lot of these things have still been circling around. And it wasn't a surprise. I mean, what was the date? We got to look this up. What was the date they traded Ullmark? I mean, even go back to then, you would think they would have been closer to a deal.
Efforting.
If you're
Game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
Was it actually that day?
Yeah, it was.
Wait, it was actually that day?
It was. Oh, that's right. They're trying to hijack the final.
Puck drop.
Oh, yeah. I was laughing. I thought he was saying Game 7 when they beat Toronto.
So no,
I thought he was saying Game 7 of the Stanley Cup final.
So there you go.
Here you go. Yeah, June 24th. June 24th traded.
All right, so that was almost 3 months ago he was traded. So even if you didn't have everything ironed out, like I get it, you don't have everything figured out. It's not like you signed him the next day. But wouldn't you have a pretty good idea that you were going to have something done, something agreed to?
One would hope.
And they don't.
You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. We will get to Kiefer Madness coming your way 15 minutes from now. So mark that down. We'll get to your Bruins thoughts in the meantime. By the way, I'll give the Spineless Media down there some credit. They did circle back and ask more because we didn't play Don Sweeney cursing.
Oh, no.
Quote, I think it's BS. Someone would say I wouldn't return a call for 3 weeks. He went on to say.
Some idiot on Twitter's blaming me for that now. He's like, oh, yeah, that was a.
That was Keith.
Yeah. I never said that.
Yeah.
Never said that, sir.
But again, I would say no Bruins news soon-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound that way to me. Dan's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, unless I missed something or interpreted the wrong way, didn't he mention something about finding a landing spot right around the same time he said December 1st? Now, to me, that means he's out of here.
Okay.
I mean, you guys, you have to, has to be a part of it. You have to play it again, but I thought he said something about finding
Dan,
a landing spot.
Dan, he did, but I interpreted that as a landing spot contractually. Like,
we
got to find the right number, but good. No, I like where his head's at.
Money and years. So they got to find two different land. That's how I viewed it,
too.
But go ahead. That's fine.
Okay.
Interpret it that way.
He did say landing spot. This is like Gerard Mayo saying Jacoby Brissett is our starter this year. Like, did he really mean it? I don't know, but that's what he said. He said landing spot. So does that mean, was that a bit of a slip? Like, I don't think he would have done that intentionally, but is that a bit of a slip? Like, if we can't get something sorted out, we got to trade his rights, get him somewhere else where he'll play and sign, and we got to get something for him. Because we're not just going to have this guy sit out the year.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm with you, Keith. You're not reporting this, but in your opinion, it's not a scoop, at least not yet.
Nope.
I wouldn't expect him to sit out the year either. Somebody's going to blink before December 1st. But I guess that could include, to the caller's point, a trade. I didn't interpret landing spot that way, but it's an interesting take. Justin's in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
Gentlemen, 0% chance that Sweeney is going to trade Swayman. The guy's not an idiot. I mean, he went to a great high school and great college. Swayman's one of the best top three goalies in the world. So wishful thinking on that caller's part. But I had a question. Do you think that Sweeney took back Korpisalo's salary because he knew he was going to play hardball? And then the second part is, assuming they do sign Swayman, I think this is a great move for the team. Swayman will be rested, come back sometime in November, won't play that many games, and be ready to lead us to a cup this year.
Okay. I don't know. Wouldn't he be kind of rusty at that point? Now he's kind of getting he's skipping camp. Now, it's not as extreme as like Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell missing camp, but still, you got to like knock the rust off. You're already thrown into the middle of the season.
I don't
love that.
No, me either.
I'd rather just kind of manage him. And even though it's not going to be a split, 50 games or 55 games,
look,
whatever that number is.
With him missing some of training camp. Like, I don't think that's the end of the world.
Yeah.
And like, I get what Sweeney's doing. I think Sweeney's really negotiating there. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting the team. They're making Swayman the bad guy. Which, again, good luck, Don, for all the great high schools and colleges you went to. Good luck. I don't think that negotiating tactic
St. Paul's
is going to work out.
Is a pretty good 1-2 punch.
It's a good combo.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But, I mean, let's be honest. A lot of fools went to Harvard.
That's true. Apparently, once you get in there, it's not that hard.
No.
That's what I've heard.
It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fools went to Ivy League schools,
yep.
But whatever. I don't think that's a good negotiating tactic, but put that to the side.
Yep.
Did they take back Korpisalo as a negotiating tactic? It's not like a lot of us at the time scratched our heads and go, why are you taking that money back? Like, you need that money to pay Swayman.
So does Swayman have less leverage because Korpisalo is at least an NHL goalie than if they were just like, hey, we have Bussy?
No, look, I think Swayman has more leverage, but that doesn't mean the Bruins feel that way. The Bruins may say, look, we have a guy and we have Bussy, and Bussy's the new kid we're calling up.
Like, if you're Swayman and his agent, are you looking at it and be like, well, they could just go Korpisalo and Bussy. Of course not. I don't think they're saying that. They're like, this guy stinks.
I don't think that.
Yeah.
But is it possible the Bruins wanted him back for that reason? Maybe.
That might be a misfire, though, on their part.
It would be a misfire. I'm saying it would be a misfire. And I think Korpisalo is going to be better than most.
Yeah.
I think he's going to put up better numbers this year than Ullmark, which I don't think is saying much because I think Ullmark's going to be a disaster.
Because I feel like
Ottawa, all goalies are.
And I know that, and Sweeney kind of talked about it in the press conference, that both Ullmark and Swayman, even though they're best buds, they both wanted to play more.
Yeah.
So they had to move on from one of them. But just play it out. Say they didn't trade Ullmark and he was just on the roster. I think Swayman might be a little bit more likely to sort of say, are we going to get something done? Maybe, not. I don't know if cave's the right word, but be like, yeah, they can go into the season. This guy won the freaking Vezina 2 years ago.
Well, that really depends. If it's, let's say it's November 30th, okay? Yeah, you're done. You're done your Thanksgiving meal.
Yep, you had a nice dinner. Well, they have Canadian Thanksgiving. Oh, no, not Swayman.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's Swayman. No, that's true. Well, in hockey, they Alaskans, celebrate that.
Alaskan Thanksgiving. Who knows when that is?
You're thinking of Boxing Day.
Got it.
Boxing Day is what I think you're thinking of. But so you've had your nice meal. The tryptophan's worn off.
Okay.
It's November 30th.
Yep.
Doesn't that all depend on how the team's doing and how the goalies look? Because, like, I could see that one going both ways. If Corpusello blows and Brandon Bussey isn't ready, well, all of a sudden Swayman's like, you need me.
That's a risk for both sides.
Yeah, it is. That's the Emmitt Smith holdout tactic from 1994, whatever it was, 1993. Cowboys go 0-2. All of a sudden, Jerry Jones is like, okay, we need you, Emmitt. But if Corpusello looks rejuvenated and Bussey's a stud, Swayman played it wrong and he lost some leverage. So I think that'll work out well for Swayman, but let's just acknowledge that really all depends on how the team's playing and how the goalie tandem is looking. That one can cut either way.
And if I'm Swayman, I'd say, all right, I think it's more of a risk for the Bruins to take this into the season.
I agree.
You know, like I'd almost bet on that. Be like, all right, these guys aren't going to play all that well. And then you're just, it's because then there's all kinds of things that can happen. It's not just poor performance, but what if there's like an injury? Like all of it, like it's so much better, I think, for the player. I don't think he has to worry too much about them being lights out in net while he's not there.
And so we come at it, though, and the last caller, I think, at least made an interesting observation. Did the Bruins just trade Allmark and lose all their leverage, or did they try to create some? And maybe they purposefully wanted Corpusello back for this reason.
Yeah, but did they see him last year? Like, I don't know if that helps.
They have a lot of faith in goalie Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a lot of faith in their whole operation.
No, they have had a really good system in place. And you can go back to our guy, Nicholas Svedberg. Like, Hudobin. Like, they've had a lot of guys kind of roll through here that weren't the number one goalie, but got a lot of time for different reasons and, like, weren't bad.
Yeah.
You know, they were serviceable.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the argument really against giving Swayman $8 million.
They pretty much all worked out. So, look, they're not close. I mean, the takeaway today, too long didn't read. It's definitely not done.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not close. And so, what do the Bruins do about it? And, you know, who has the leverage? And I'll ask this to Bruins fans, who are you rooting for? Like, are you rooting for the team on this one, or are you rooting for Swayman? I'm rooting for Swayman. I think Swayman's right. I think they screwed him over 10 different ways. Not just taking him to arbitration last year, which he didn't appreciate, and I kind of feel him on, but my gripe is really more about never committing to him, never playing him. And I wonder how much of that was financial. Like, I wonder how much of that was the Bruins saying, we're going to have a combo, we're going to pay X amount to the goalie position, but we're not going to pay one goalie Bobrovsky money, Vasilevsky money. We're just not doing that.
No.
And we're going to have a tandem, and we're going to artificially decrease Swayman's leverage. We're only going to play him 45 games a year, whatever he played last year, half the time, give or take. And we are going to decrease his value. And when he gets to the market, we're going to say, well, you're a part-time goalie. And he goes, well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part-time goalie.
You kept playing bum-ass Allmark in playoff games, and you had to call me in relief to bail the team out or attempt to bail the team out. That's not on me.
I do think the Corpusello thing, though, is just sort of strange because, one, I don't think it's a lot of leverage, and two, you are still paying him $3 million. So you knew Swayman was in line for a raise. You knew Swayman was going to make more than what Allmark was making the last couple of years. So if you're just doing how much money are you allocating towards goalies, even if you gave them 7, like let's say you were happy with 7. So now 7 and 3, that's 10. You were just paying less than that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, wouldn't you, if Swayman is going to be the number one guy and you're going to pay him, let's say 8, right? Let's say they meet in the middle and it ends up being $8 million. But you're going to play him more games. It's not going to be every other night. You're going to play him more games. Wouldn't this be the team and the setup to then have like a $1 million goalie?
Yes.
So it seems like now, even if they get the quote-unquote like team-friendly deal, you're still spending way more money on goalie than you should be.
I just think, and I have to, I wonder now, Tex pointed out, 37937, is it Neely holding things up? I bet they're okay paying goalies $9 million. But they're, you know, so like we'll give Swayman 6 and Corpusello 3.
The position.
The position.
Yes,
we're
okay
paying the position. We're going to pay two guys $9 or $10 million.
So that's my point.
We're okay doing that.
Then they're doing it backwards. Just give Swayman 8. Give Bussey or whatever he's under contract for 1.
Yeah.
You'll get by with that guy. That guy hopefully plays really well. Then you just find another one of those guys.
That's what I would do as well.
Yeah.
But doesn't sound like the Bruins subscribe to that. But as we've come to learn, the Bruins, probably the whole hockey world, should listen to Scoops Keith.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you know, if you don't, that's fine. But I haven't been wrong yet.
Okay. So that was a scoop this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Jones and Keefe, Bruins not close. Deal not done. Bruins don't want to go north of 8. Swayman is asking for 10 to catch you up on all the scoopage from Scoops Keefe over the last few weeks. Any more Scoops Keefe, you be sure to drop those in.
Okay? You better believe it.
You be sure to let us know. Meanwhile, the hockey world continues to ignore Scoops Keefe. You're not on the bottom ticker there for
the support? I haven't seen myself on the NHL Network. I watch it every night just waiting to see if Scoops Keefe will pop up. Doesn't.
Darren Dreger on TSN gets to go out there and say it's positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
And then Sweeney comes out and says, yeah, I'm disappointed and Swayman's hurting the team. That doesn't sound like positive vibes,
no.
But sure. Continue to ignore Scoops Keefe here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. And speaking of Keefe, we have another bonus Kiefer Madness next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Mr. Pickle has gone public. Maybe he bit off a little bit more than he can chew. With the pickle perpetrator.
It was involving pickles.
It may not have been a big deal.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness. Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We had an update to a Kiefer Madni yesterday. RFK Jr. saying he is being investigated about the whale head that he sawed off at the Cape about 20 years ago.
Yeah. They're it's outside the statute of limitations,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good luck coming and getting me, feds.
They're still going after him. This is a story perhaps relatable to some, perhaps also serving as a PSA to others, but we go to the great state of Arizona. Have you ever been to Arizona before?
Yeah, the Sunshine State.
That's right. The Show Me State.
That's definitely it. I've been lovely time in the winter. Sure.
A lot of cacti.
Cacti.
Oh, you're a big desert guy, we learned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd survive in the desert.
Yeah. Eating roadrunners.
Oh, right.
Drinking out of cacti.
I like don't roadrunners also eat snakes, I think? Roadrunners, I think they'll get a snake.
I think you're thinking of a mongoose.
Mongoose for sure does.
Mongai?
Mongais.
Mongai.
Mongai. Mongeese. No, yeah, they're out there.
It's definitely mongoose. That's
definitely
just
gobbling up snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's find out what happened to this person.
I have the craziest story.
Ooh, good lead, good start.
That's how you hook people.
Like, all right, I've heard a lot of stories.
You don't say, man, this one's it's not my best.
This one's okay.
Yeah,
no,
this isn't really that interesting, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
I have the craziest story.
Great.
So hopefully everybody's sitting down and ready for this.
This Arizona resident can breathe easier after removing a Lego piece from their nose.
Craziest story I've ever heard. You're never going to find a story this crazy, Jones. This guy, Arizona resident, had a Lego piece up his nose. He can now breathe easy.
I did.
More than 11.
I did, no pun intended, I did gasp for a second when she said Lego piece lodged.
Could be anywhere.
I said,
a million to one, Doc.
I said, where are we talking? Go on.
You stuck the entire Millennium Falcon up there? How did you do that?
But nose?
Nose.
All right, let's give it a chance. Let's give it a chance.
Up the nose.
Yeah. How did it get there?
Yeah.
I ask that every day.
How did it get there? Yeah. Andy Norton shared the story on social media.
Back in the 1990s.
1990s?
I was just going
to
ask.
So we're back to the 1990s. That's a long time ago.
I've not seen this video.
Oh, no.
Super long. I've not seen this video. How old is this gentleman, if you had to estimate?
Our age, maybe 40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's younger than it sounded there. Okay.
You think, Nick, you saw this too.
I would guess like 50? Early 30s.
30. Oh, maybe
early
younger.
30s. Early 30s.
Yeah, yeah, 30s.
Wow.
Well, he's going to tell a story about how in the 90s he was just like a young gun. He was like a little whippersnapper.
I see. Okay.
Playing with Legos, jamming them up its nose, that
sure.
kind of thing.
Great.
You know, like what kids do.
Kids stuff.
I was maybe 6 or so.
Oh, yes. It was the 90s, and Andy loved Legos.
She's got kind of a really nice voice. I don't know about you guys.
The bongos underneath it really, or the xylophone.
Yeah, let me hear it again. Let me hear it again.
The xylophone, but also.
Oh, yes. It was the 90s, and Andy loved Legos.
Just isolate that. Oh, yes.
You're distracted by the music.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that does it.
That is pretty good. I like that quite a bit.
It was the 90s, and Andy loved Legos.
I was a kid playing with my Legos, as most children in the 90s did. And I had the greatest idea to take one of those little dot Legos and...
So you know what I'm talking about? The one piece. It's one piece and it's kind of flat. Sure. And if you had like a little board, you could put it on there. It could stick on like the Lego head if you wanted to. Like it's like a little...
The one piece.
One piece.
Not a two piece, four piece, six one or eight piece.
It's a one piece and they can be both square or circle.
Oh, was it circular? It might
be. Some could be circular.
That's true.
Some
they could be circular. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
Yep.
Look,
Cool Among Us.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
Sitting around, you have open up a bag of Sour Patch Kids, and you think...
I don't know. I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The hole a certain size. Let's see. See what fits in there. I don't know.
I just thought maybe I could just stick it in my nose.
Andy panicked and had a not-so-brilliant idea of how to remove the Lego dot from their nose.
How do you remove a Lego dot? If you have a Lego dot jammed up your nose...
Do not tell me.
How do you remove it?
Don't tell me he snorted it deep and tried to, like, hawk a loogie out. Do not tell me that's what happened.
Didn't go that route.
Okay, good.
I'll tell you that safely. He did not go that.
He stuck it right up to your brain.
Speaking of brain, he went a real big brain play here for this decision.
I was going to stick the Lego man up my nose.
More Legos. How do you get a Lego? It's like Charlie and Always Sunny. How do you get the cat out of the wall? More cats.
More cats.
We're going to need to send more cats in there. Yeah. So he went more Legos.
Kittens?
Yeah. Your cat's making so much noise? More Legos. So you got one Lego piece up there.
That makes sense. The Lego man's got like the hand.
Hand, or maybe you're open like click on the head. You go click.
All
and
right.
Pull it right out.
Just kind of piece them together.
It's not the worst idea in the world.
No, it might be kind of.
Great, but it's not the worst.
No, you're right, Nick. It's not great.
Might be kind of fashionable too. No, it's the 90s. Those rings are already in.
Maybe
there's kind of like a fashion aspect to it too. Yeah,
that's true.
And try to connect the piece on the top of the head, like a little hat. The Lego head popped off in my nose. At this point, I've panicked loudly, and my mom came in.
So now he has the little piece and the head of a Lego, like that little guy, jammed right up his nose.
Yeah.
So now he's really kind of in trouble.
It feels like the Bruins' negotiations with Swayman is what this feels like. It's like we're breaking up Lego pieces in our nose. We're just jamming. Like,
I don't know. Maybe
there.
More Lego. Try more Legos.
Now mom's kind of checking in. Like, is everything okay? And you're like, I got it, mom.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay.
So she grabs a pair of tweezers and she, you know, tilts my head back. She fishes out this Lego head.
Case closed, right? Wrong. 26 years later, after decades of breathing issues.
26 years later.
Wow.
But obviously not case closed.
This Lego could rent a car.
Correct.
It's been up there for a quarter of a century. Like, this thing's been in your nose.
What's wrong with these people? Two Lego pieces went up your nose. One came out. You don't then go about your day. There's another one up there. It's not like, oh, there's 100 up there. We don't know how many came out.
I understand this, man. At a certain point, the shame, you're just like, I'm just going to deal with this.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
So the guy's had
breathing
issues for 26 years.
He's been breathing.
Issues, though.
Breathing.
Not comfortably.
But alive.
Probably out of his mouth.
At a certain
point. Like John Lackey.
At a certain point. Yeah, somebody should check. Are there Legos and Lackey's nose?
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, that could have been it.
In the 90s.
Yeah. So at a certain point, the shame is just too great, and you're like, I'm just gonna deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna deal with this problem.
This is my life.
Yeah, I did this. I'd have to live with it.
26 years later, after decades of breathing issues, a doctor recommended that Andy blow their nose in the shower.
It took him 26 years land on blow your nose in the shower.
Can I?
If I couldn't breathe. What?
Let me hear that lady say that last part again.
Who doesn't blow their nose in the shower every time they're sick in the shower?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did that Andy blow their nose in the shower?
In the shower?
Yeah, we could definitely cut this up.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening.
Go on.
Yep. I'm sorry. What's the story about? So the guy can't breathe out of his nose. And then finally
years.
A doctor, a learned person, was like, you try blowing your nose in the shower?
You ever hock a loogie in there? Like, try a blast.
Clear everything out in the shower.
Yeah.
Everything.
I was gonna say,
and lo and behold, I blew out a Lego dot that has been in my nose for at least 26 years.
Kind of sounds like it's still in there, but that's neither here nor there.
The text line pointed that out. The man is quite nasally.
Yeah.
But you probably learned to speak a certain way with that thing jammed in there.
Might have other stuff in there, too, at this point, besides the Legos. You got the Legos out, but, like, who's
like,
to say?
Yeah, I'll tell you. The week before that, I stuck a TikTok in the other one, or a Tic Tac in the other one. It's still in there.
And I don't know what to think of this, because I have had multiple breathing issues, with asthma and sleep apnea, and I'm shooketh.
There you go. Right. He shooketh.
He should have blew his nose 26 years ago.
Yeah. What did he say there? Did he say, I don't know what to think of this? Don't you know exactly what to think of it? You remember jamming the Legos in there.
And you didn't think
You didn't realize there was a Lego. You knew there was a Lego in there this whole time.
Two went in, one came out, and then you couldn't breathe for 25 years. And then finally somebody was like, you tried blowing your nose in the shower. Yeah. And then it came right out.
Don't tell me.
The first time you did that.
You don't know what to think of it. You know what to think of it.
Well, I'll tell you what he is.
Shooketh.
All right, there you go. There's the Mad Knight today. So, you know, happy ending, I guess, to the story.
Anything ever stuck in your nose ever?
Just cocaine? No, nothing. I don't think I've jammed anything up my nose.
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, didn't like vegetables.
So you stuck them up your nose?
I stuck a pea in my nose. This is true. But we got it out like right away.
How'd you get it out?
My mother got it out. I think she was like, did you try blowing your nose? I'm like,
right. You do a tissue.
Yeah.
You do a tissue. It was like, get rid of it.
It took these people 26 years to suggest the same thing. My mother figured it out in 2 minutes.
I wonder if you go to school for 8 years to figure that out.
Yeah. Do you think it changed color or anything? Like that is a long time to be up in there.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now you got me back.
Yep.
Now I'm listening.
It's like a hot. Not it's like a hot Kiefer Madness, what that is.
That was very more erotic than I thought.
Yeah. Vampire.
Shook it.
Not quite vampire levels.
Same.
But yeah.
Not bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by that individual. Can you stand by for
How
a second?
How did it get there?
Can that individual stand by for a second?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I think the hockey world is...
Shook it.
I think they are.
I would imagine.
After hashtag Scoops Keefe. Mm-hmm. Right again. Doubt him at your own risk. We'll get back to the Bruins coming up next hour. We'll get to the Patriots as well. It's a Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keefe. We had an extra Would You Rather question. Would you rather be the Patriots or the Jets? Which organization is in a healthier spot? The answer may surprise you. We'll get to it next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.